Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 24 minutes, it is just after one. And we give you the sound coming there from Mahalia Buchanan. The title of the song says, "The ground we stand on." The ground we stand on is holy. And I think every time you remember that, you remember even that scripture, you are reminded of his presence in your life. And you are then set to do what pleases the Lord, what glorifies him, because you're reminded that he dwells in you, and because he is in you, you have to portray him, you have to represent him the right way, represent the kingdom the right way, and you have to glorify him with your actions. Do not get to a point where God is shameful of what you're doing. I always ask myself, is the Holy Spirit pleased with what I do? Or the Holy Spirit is like closing his, covering his eyes like, what are you doing? So do what pleases the Lord. So when you hear such songs, they remind you of his presence in our lives. And now I am also joined by Pastor Lucas Nkosi, or should I say Apostle Lucas Nkosi, and he says, House of Prayer for All Nations. Yo, Muruti, House of Prayer for All Nations. House of Prayer for All Nations. How are you, Muruti?
I'm well, and you, Sipongile and Radio Pulpit family.
We are blessed of the Lord. Always awesome to be talking to you. And I'm already bracing myself before I know where God is taking us today. I'm like, yo, Jesus, help me. Whenever I go through something with someone, I say, Lord, help me. Help me. So at this present moment in time, I'm like, oh, I'm praising myself. Whatever the Lord has for us. Why the house, Muruti, of prayer? Who is the house of prayer?
Hey, it's interesting.
Mm.
You know, as we read the word of God,
yeah,
to see some of, you know, what we see in the word of God.
Yeah.
Because the word of God is our foundation.
Yeah.
And if we move away from the foundation of the word of God, then we get lost. Because it's the foundation of the word that defines everything that we do and everything that we are about as the church of God.
Mm.
You know, I moved by the words, you know, they're in different incidences, especially in the Gospels, that speaks to, you know, the house of prayer for all nations. It's Jesus in Luke 19, where he is from verse 45 to 48. Then it also in John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17, where he
said again,
into
Muruti,
the temple.
Say the scripture again.
Yeah, it's Luke chapter 19, verse 45 to 48, as well as John chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they speak of Jesus. Jesus getting into the temple. He was with his disciples. They got into the temple. And, you know, when Afrika fell, when he landed there, he saw them busy with other activities, selling and exchanging monies, and everything was busy in the house that was designated, the temple, that was designated for prayer. And it's so, so interesting that Jesus, we just see a phrase there that he says, it is written. How I love Jesus. How Jesus will tell you what is written. He wouldn't say, you know, come on, yeah, just hear the Spirit and so on. He will reference what is written.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we would do good if we would copy him in how he handled, you know, his ministry and how he did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but it is written.
Mm-hmm.
The action that I'm doing, it is, I'm driven by what is written. It is written that my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
Mm.
Then when you trace it where it is written, you go back to Isaiah 56 verse 7, where now Jesus was referencing Isaiah 56 verse 7, that my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. But it doesn't end there with Isaiah as well. It has its foundation in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 6, where Solomon now, after building the temple, and in chapter 6, that's when now at the dedication of the temple, to say, why did we build this temple?
Mm.
And Solomon as a king was saying, Lord, this house that my father wanted to build for you, we have built it for you. And that dream, what was a dream to my father? It's a reality now.
Yeah.
Now, here's the purpose for which this temple was built. If people, then he mentioned different people to say, now, if those who sin against their neighbors, you know, have issues and so on, when they come to this house and pray to deal with the issue of their sin and so on, please hear them from heaven, you know, and respond to their prayer. Then he mentioned that they do about the nation. When the nation experienced defeat, please hear from heaven and answer their prayer. When the heavens are shut and there's no rain, lack of water in the land, please, Lord, answer the prayer that is made in this house. When we have economic challenges, there's sickness, there's attacks.
Please,
you know,
when
they come to your house, please, from this place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you learn from there that he's been mentioning different cases. Before we even arrive, you know, to God's response in chapter 7. When God was responding to Solomon, you know, with our favorite chapter 7, verse 14 of 2 Chronicles, the issue started with the dedication. you know, Solomon, after building a magnificent building, the temple, and also saying this is a place where prayers will take place, these kinds of prayers, then God responded in chapter 7 to say, then, if that is the case, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves, seek my face, turn from them, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. But the place was built for prayer. And then Isaiah, as the prophet, built on what the king and, you know, what was written, the set and original purpose about the building. To say, this is a house of prayer and a prayer for all nations, meaning in my house, if there's an activity that, you know, must supersede and go above all any other thing, it's a house of prayer. This is a reputation. If a place is called the house of God, then its reputation above all these other things should be called a house of prayer for all nations. Then if we don't have a reputation of what we call the house of God, if the reputation of a place that we say it's a house of God, if its reputation is not that it's a house of prayer for all nations, then it raises a question, whose house is this? Because God is owning it. He say, if it's mine, my house, it will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And if you can look at us in the houses that we call the house of God, and weigh on activities that we do in houses that we call the house of God, hey, the one that suffers the most, that we run away from the most, is the prayer aspect. You know, every time there's a prayer meeting, it's few of us. Let's organize and say, let's have it. We'll be having a prayer week. Look at who is coming. You know, the numbers compared to saying, guys, we'll be having a gala dinner at your church. We'll be having these wonderful activities. Hey, we jam-pack, you know, the place. Let's you know, maybe there's a speaker, a conference, and the Fire and the Glory conference, you know, full up. But let's say we are coming for prayer, whether it's our intercession prayer time, whether it's a midweek prayer times, we are not as many as all these other activities. Then it says now we are moving away from the foundation. Sure. We don't understand, why are we there in the first place? You know, the first item and the main thing, you know, Jesus, when he does that, he gives priority now to say prayer must be priority. And it's not out of the blue, even from its dedication. If we start, if there's a strength of the house that is called the house of God, the greatest strength of that place should be prayer. And this prayer, we are told, it's not just a prayer for ourselves and so on, but prayer for all nations. That's why Solomon was mentioning them one by one to say, if they come with these cases and those cases and those cases, when they pray. So this is a place where needs and challenges that are faced, whether nationally, provincially, in our homes or in all countries, if there's something that we must do strongly, so
it's praying.
It's praying, and not just praying for ourselves, praying for all nations, because of that's what God says his house is all about. If we move prayer, if prayer suffers in our programs at church, in what we do at church, we are doing our thing. Or maybe this house is not God's house. We are calling it God's house. But, you know, God, when God looks at that place, you say, it's your nice building. It's not my house. Mm-hmm. And how does God, why does God reject that? Because it's written. Mm. If it's his house, it's a house of prayer. So this is saying to us, we need now to go back to making sure that this house that we called of God, then we follow through to with praying and praying that is made for all nations. Mm. And once prayer is moved away from that house, God rejects that house. He doesn't know it. Because whatever that God does, he does it in line with his word. You remember in the book of Acts, apostles started right.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, they were doing, and prayer was part of it, of what they were doing. And because they kept on learning the word, fellowship, and that, and even prayer, God was even adding to that place that he's saying it's a house of prayer. Remember in chapter 3, even that crippled man who was sitting at the gate, he was, you know, healed at the hour of prayer. So prayer was a marker, you know, of the house of God.
Mm.
And signs and wonders were happening. Then with growth came other things.
Mm.
They came now with projects, feeding schemes.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with feeding schemes.
But they should not lose.
In the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing it. But now the feeding schemes, which were good, were starting to take a place of why are we here in the first place. In chapter 6, Maenaba Thoma Viano started to fight over food. To say, Bos Bamba, hey, so and so are getting food, hey, Tinabanye, we got nothing, and so on, arguing. And the apostle said, no. Something is happening here. Priorities are mixed here. We have left our ministry of the word. We have left our ministry of prayer. And they said, guys, let other people handle that department, you know, dealing with food and so on and so on. Tina, we commit ourselves, you know, to the ministry of the word and prayer. And when things were ordered and, you know, in that right way, then we hear that mightily grew, you know, the word of God and prevailed because things were in their order. Prayer was back to its place. You know, and prayer must always be that activity that we do. And we do it for all nations. God says it is his house. And mind you, as the church, you know, we are the bride.
Yeah.
And it's the bride who has the womb.
Yes.
You know, so if his house is a house of prayer, it means it's a place, you know, where, you know, the seed of the word is planted and birthing takes place. There's a lot of the word of God that we don't see it birthed in our environment. And what becomes missing is the womb element where things are born. And if we learn from the word of God, we, you know, births of miracles is because of when they prayed, we saw church growth from that place, because they were praying, church growth happened, not tourism that we do or recycling that we do. God was adding, you know, to the church because it was a hub, a place of prayer. And then we also see that miracles were taking place. Like I've made an example with that cripple. You know, man in chapter 3 of Acts, you know, he was healed. And then because of, from the place of prayer, you know, and a lot is happening, you know, from the place of prayer. Yeah, yeah, that things were getting birthed from that place of prayer. So it means if we cut prayer from the house of prayer, you remember in Ezekiel 22:30 where he says, I look for a man.
Yes.
Somebody to stand in the gap. Yeah, he's saying in Isaiah, remind ye me of my promises. A place of prayer is where now God you know, deposit these things so that we declare them and declare them. Even in Acts chapter 13, it says they were seeking the Lord and they were in prayer, ministering to the Lord.
Just,
and the Holy Spirit said, you know, sending, send for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work, the sending, missionary work, expanding the kingdom. From a place of prayer. Things are happening from there. So we are wondering, what's happening with us?
We are. Of course, we are wondering what's happening with us. I have some few questions, but let me take a family member on the line and let's hear. Oh, I think I took too long. Try calling again. We will take your call. But Mvelise, what are we doing wrong right now? When we were growing up, I remember that we had woody all night prayers.
Yeah.
Woody weekend prayers.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was guaranteed. So during the week, you would find yourself in church on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, we lived in church and there were prayer sessions. So the worship team would have a prayer session. The choir would have a prayer session. Boom, meh. What happened to us? What is happening right now with the now generation? But before you respond, let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you?
Babunkosi, welcome. Gwenza galani ngathi.
Dlamini kunjani
lapha? Zaphilani njani, Babunkosi?
Awuthesu inkosi yabuso.
Yazi,
sisibongile.
Yes, sir.
Umfundisi wami. Inkinga yethu ukuswela ulwazi. Washo uNkulunkulu wathi abantu bami bayabhubha bayaphela. Akashongo ukuthi hayi ngoba bathandazi.
Yeah.
Akashongo ukuthi ngoba banikele. Wathi ngoba baswela ulwazi. Sisibongile thina siya emkhulekweni. Safundiswa ukuthi umkhuleko uqela.
Oh, yes. Eish.
Siya emkhulekweni ngobe sesinezinkinga esifuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu
asifuna. Sama-request.
Yebo. Asazi ukuthi uma ukhuleka, you edify yourself. Asazi ukuthi uma ukhuleka namhlanje, eminye imikhuleko ifakwa kuma-shelf izokusebenzela kweminye iminyaka, izosebenzela iy'ngane zakho wena ungasekho. Sisibongile, kunezinto kuwukuthi uma uphila ngokukhuleka, akunawudingeka ukuthi ukhuleke ukuthi zinye zikuwe or zisuke kuwe. Zizosukela ngoba uphila ngokukhuleka. And ukukhuleka kahle sisibongile, inkinga uyabona lento yokuthi ukuqela isilimazile. Sisibongile, ukukhuleka ubudlelwane nobaba. Ingane kufanele ihlale ikhuluma nobaba uma inobudlelwane naye. Ingane engakhulumi nobaba ezwa nje ngokuzoqela kubaba, hayi hayi hayi, nami ngisho nala ekhaya angiboni ukuthi singazwana. Ingane ngengena nje ibulisa idlule, ayikhulumi lutho nami. Uma izokhuluma nami ngimhla izoqela. Hayi, angiboni ukuthi singazwana. Sisibona ukukhuleka ubudlelwane obukhona.
It's a communion. Yes.
Yeah, akusuki ukuthi kufanele ngiye kuye ngoba ngiyoqela.
Yeah.
Kufanele ngiye kuye ngaso sonke isikhathi. Ngilethe ibongo. Then uma ngikhulekela abanye abantu, uNkulunkulu ezama izidingo uzinakekela automatically. Uma ngikhulekela isizwe ezama idingo, asibikhona isidingo sokuthi ngizikhulekele, ziyazilungela zona.
Wow.
Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi.
Ngiyabonga,
mfundisi. Wow. Babunkosi says we were taught wrong. We were taught that prayer is all about asking, requests. But the true sense of it is that prayer is communion with God, being in communion with God, talking to God, communicating, and there are different kinds as well. Mm-hmm. Prayer is there to edify you as well. And he mentions that when you're praying for the nations and praying for other things, you put your own needs on hold, then God takes care of the rest. You continue in. So, but we were told that prayer is asking. And he says, yo, if I was your father and you come, every time you come to me, you ask, I would have a problem. Really problem. Oh, and that's what we do. And that's what we do. But I guess also, then that's why we get frustrated, even with those, because a family member writes in and says, yo, Sisibongile, please, I want to remain anonymous. Runa, we still do night prayers. We still do all of that. But the power of prayer is what is lacking. That's what the family member is saying. So I guess when we hear that, then we realize, Hore, we were taught wrong. So it means we are doing the prayer life, our prayer life is wrong, and we need to correct something somewhere.
Yeah, those are powerful things. Yeah, from family members, even Baba Nkosi. Yeah, like you said, Sisibongile, you know, there are dimensions, for lack of a better word, where we are dealing with different things. Hence, I quoted Solomon to say, in cases like this, different cases, you know, in case there's a need of this nature, in case, please, Lord, hear this. And now Baba Nkosi is talking of a higher dimension where you are like, you are with the Lord and you allow God to direct your prayers, you know, and those dimensions of groaning, and, you know, letting the Holy Spirit direct you to specific cases to deal with. And it's very much important. And the aspect of ignorance. We don't, praying is not just going there and saying things. When we pray, there are examples in the Word of God of men and women who prayed. Men and women of God who prayed, they were men of the Word. They didn't just wake up and say, I'm going to pray. They checked at what God said.
Okay.
And founded their prayer on what God has said. You remember even Jehoshaphat, when he was attacked, he went back to check what is it that God said. And in the prayer, he mentioned something to say, remember Abraham, your friend. You said to him, his descendants will possess the gates of the enemy. He went to the promises of God. And then he, and saying, now, on the grounds of what you have said in your word, that's why I'm praying to say, give us victory. Here are the people attacking us. Then God responded through a prophet to say, tell Jehoshaphat that this battle belongs to the Lord.
Right.
It was based on the word of God. Even Daniel, when he prayed, he said he understood by the books what Jeremiah said. And from what Jeremiah said, it was a prayer item to say, I'm praying the will of God. And from praying the will of God, then God responded, because he's responding to, you know, like Isaiah said, remind ye me of my promises. So when we pray, it's based on the word of God.
Yeah. Sis Smangele says, the enemy knows that kunamandla in prayer, there's power in prayer. That's why he has put so much destruction and kept us away from communion with the Father. We are always tired when we have to engage in prayer. Akasizo Jehovah avuselele umkhuleko in us, and we say amen to that. Let's hear a family member. Unontsikelelo, are you talking to us, Nontsikelelo? Hi, Ma.
No, Sisibongile. Your prayer. Your blessing to your prayer. It's like, no, ukhona abantu ababizelwe leyo prayer. Labo bafutshane kumfundisi.
No,
Ma mfundisi. No, Satan, our tatis was tatis kali setu.
Yeah.
isikhali sethu ngisho even sisikele phansi singasebenzi those days besibigijima ekuseni bantwana mabaye ezikolweni siseprayeni we pray namhlanje izwi lethu lingalendlela ibandla linesabelo yomfundisi le message ye prayer ngazi ngathi ungayiplaga kwisibhakabhakeni everybody ongumntwana kaNkulunkulu abone ukuthi sonile sonke sishiyile indawo ebesibizele kuyo uNkulunkulu anibusise. Bye.
Bye, Ma. Thank you so much. Yo, she's talking about how the enemy has stolen prayer from the church. Our weapon, she mentions. Our weapon. It has been stolen. Now it looks like it's just meant for the few that are around pastors. But in the previous years, we used to pray even when things would happen, even when children would go out to school. We would be praying and standing in the gap. But now the enemy has stolen it. And she's crying about that to say, may it be also be restored. You're the message of prayer. Yeah, that's why I'm asking myself, but what has happened? And I think, Muruti, you owe us to also talk about the power of prayer, because then I'm asking myself, Uguti, if we are doing it the right way, if we are realizing what prayer is, would there be power in our prayers? I mean, there were times that we prayed and we saw God act and move.
Yeah.
And we were like, whew. But now, what's happening? Where's the power in prayer?
Yeah, we have abandoned that place of prayer, and other things take priority. Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, in fact, look at Acts chapter 2. People were added, and prayers were taking place, even with the beatings of the apostles for what has happened, that crippled man getting healed and so on. And those guys said, hey, we told you, do no longer preach in this name. It says they went to their own in the place of prayer. They prayed and the room was shaken. They were filled with boldness and went out to preach the gospel with power. Then signs and wonders took place. So prayer was a culture, you know, of even the early church. And then we'd see results because of, it's a house of God, by the way. Yeah, it's a house that God is owning, because praying is taking place. And not just praying, but praying that is based on what is written in His Word. Because anything that we call prayer and is not backed up or is not based on the Word of God, our man, it's a wonderful speech. True prayer, it should be based on the Word of God. If you raise a matter before the Lord, what is it that the Lord said in His Word about it? You know, if it's about praying for our children, what is the Word of God saying about children? Not the wonderful speech. Yes, we understand it's a pain, you know. But what is it that God said, you know, about children? Go to the likes of Isaiah to say, even our children will be taught of the Lord. And say, but Lord, look at our children. Your word says you will teach them. Yes, you have given us our part to say, let's train them in the way they should go. But Lord, this is beyond us. We've done our part. But there's your part in Isaiah there to say there'll be a blessing. No, Lord, they don't behave like blessings, these ones. Yes. What is it? And if it's people who are derailing our children to say, but Lord, attend, these persons are, you know, they are derailing my children that you have given so that I take care of. Will you allow them to, you know, confuse and frustrate the destiny of my children? Do something about it. Raise it to the Lord in prayer based on the Word of God. Then there are these important things, you know, even when we pray, because the Bible tells us what to do when we pray, you know. And then I've highlighted that this is a place where things are birthed from a place of prayer. But now to say, what must happen? It says, the Bible in Mark 11 says, you know, the things we desire, when we pray, we should believe that we receive them and we shall have them. So the things we desire, meaning when we come with a desire, you know, because the things we desire when we pray, we should believe. As we pray for nations, there are things that we desire to see happening in nations. If we are praying for the government, what is it that we want to see happening?
Yeah.
If we are praying for other countries, what is it that we desire to see happening? And then come from a posture of believing. Believe that we receive them. Why do we believe? Because the word of God tells us the will of God about nations. What is it that God is expecting about a nation? And above all, that's why in 1 Timothy 2, he's saying prayers, supplications, things should be made for all people. And we are told why the praying, how will the praying benefit us? It says we'll live a peaceable life in all godliness. And now, and it goes to say this pleases the Lord. The praying for everybody pleases the Lord. I guess he gets pleased because he sees us doing what his house is intended for. Then he gets to say, it pleases the Lord. Who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? Now, our praying and living a peaceable life then will create an environment where people get saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But the getting people starts from the place of prayer. We see even the sending of Paul and Barnabas started from a place of prayer. As they prayed, then mission work, evangelism work started.
So everything comes out from prayer.
From prayer. But we should be specific. What we desire, we should not just generalize and say, hey, Mudimo, we just pray. Be specific so that when God responds to those prayers, you know, we can say, but Lord, you did this. You see even the prayers in the Bible, but Daniel, the Nehemiahs, they were specific in what they're praying for. And in their praying, the content, the heavy content was the word of God. And again, we must expect to hear from God or God's response. There are times when God responds through words, you know, to say, okay, this is what must happen. Like we see in Second Chronicles, where he said, God is responding in ways to say, if my people humble themselves, seek my face, turn from the wicked, I will hear. And there are cases where they prayed and things happen. Like the shaking, Peter is released from the prison because the church was praying for Peter.
Okay.
Things were happening. But it all happens from the place of prayer. And God is saying, if it's my house, the reputation should be the house of prayer. So the question I'm leaving us with is to say, now, that place that we call the house of God, what is it that takes priority? And if it's prayer for all nations, I wonder whose house is it?
Okay.
And if we say it's the house of God, then we should check our priorities, reorganize, rearrange things so that praying based on the word of God goes to its place and we will see the kind of results that God wants us to have.
Okay, Murut. Sure, I am so jealous that we have to park it here today. can we promise the family that we'll come back next week, Tuesday, and make sure that we wrap it up nicely. We wrap it up nicely. I think we really need that. But we thank God who's opening our eyes that prayer is a priority. It has to be the first one. And everything comes out from prayer. Murudi, thank you so much for ministering to us yet again today. And I think all of us are like, yo, am I doing it? Am I doing it the right way? And like everybody's looking at their own church. Are we doing it the right way? But thank you so much. May God awesomely keep keeping you, Muruti. Can we promise the family that we'll come back? Muruti, please check your schedule and move everything. Okay. We need you here next week, Tuesday,
Amen.
To just come and wrap it up very nicely. May God awesomely keep keeping you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yeah, let's go back to the drawing board.
Thank you, Muruti. And yes, my family, that is Pastor Lucas Nkosi challenging us again as a house of prayer and what the Word of God says we are, we ought to be. And yes, I will give his numbers, 078-910-2593. Those are the numbers that family can contact Muruti on. Alternatively, you can find him on Facebook as Lucas Nkosi. May God awesomely bless him.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.